Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Friday as we get you set for the weekend. And let's feel good with the good of the day. What is it, Ron Culver?
Again, you know, I did this yesterday. I'm doing it again. I got two.
Two, all right.
I got two goods of the day. Why not, right?
Right.
First off, Lou Williams, heading home.
Yeah, Lou Williams got traded. Outstanding.
He's kind of heading home, I guess.
He got
traded from the Clippers to the Hawks, where he can go to Magic City now for those chicken wings
anytime
he wants.
That is right. Well played, Lou Williams.
I mean,
way to go.
Karma, I don't know, what do you want to call it? You know, kismet.
Yeah, whatever's out there in the universe that brought those two entities together has now worked its magic once again.
I mean, let's bring it into context a little bit. If you don't remember, Lou Williams was the one who got in trouble for breaking COVID protocol when the Clippers and the rest of the NBA was in the bubble in Orlando. He left. I can't remember why he left.
Yeah, he left.
He left to go to Houston or something, like for a family thing. But on his way back, decided to stop off in Atlanta for some wings at Magic City, which apparently has some really fantastic wings. It's a different type of club. It's an adult entertainment club.
It's an adult entertainment club with the best wings in the city.
With the best wings in the city, and he had to stop there to get his wing fix on. So, congrats to. Congrats to Lou Williams.
I'm telling you, I told this story last time when I was in Colorado Springs. I was doing advertising for a gentleman's club, and I was doing reads. And I I'm a married guy, and I was like, I don't know if I should be doing this. But the owner of the club was like, oh, don't forget, we have the best cheeseburgers in town. And I'm like, you really want me to say that? Like, really? Like, I'm listing the entertainers that were coming.
Of course.
Right? I was listing like the
Bubbles champagne and
certain famous
chandelier
dancers that were coming.
Just throwing out some names for y'all.
Right, exactly. And like at one point he was like, we have the best cheeseburgers in the city. I'm like, okay. I was like, all right, right.
Did they?
And they were very, very good. I don't know if it was the best in the city, but they were very delicious.
There you go.
He took a lot of pride in some of the food items that he had, but the burgers were his favorite. And I don't know if that's a strip club thing where there's like, we got to have something else, so let's have the best wings in Atlanta.
I remember there were clubs in San Diego when I lived there who always touted that they had the best whatever food.
So that might be a thing within the industry.
Maybe it is. Maybe
where they go, look, we just can't be about the dancers. Let's be about something else too, I guess.
Well, it's, you know, to paraphrase a Ron White joke, if you've ever listened to the blue collar comedian Ron White, he pretty much said, you know, if you've seen one pair, you want to see them all.
Yeah, right. That's right.
You know, and I mean, it's probably the same thing. They all have the same thing going on stage.
Right.
You know,
what separates them
from somebody else?
The greatest cheeseburgers in Colorado Springs.
Yep.
Right. Or wings in Atlanta.
Now,
way to go, Lou Williams.
I do like myself some chicken wings. I might have to sample at some point.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, for me, I'm past that prime of wanting to sit in a sticky club. Can I get a to-go order?
Get to-go order. Yeah, exactly.
Let me just pop in there, just grab my to-go order, look at the stage, go, yep, there they are, and then head on out.
All right, what's the second good?
The second good, we've all heard of Joey Gallo. He's kind of started making a name for himself, the Rangers
really
outfield.
Well. Yeah, Rangers outfield hits a lot of home runs.
Did you know in high school he was a pitcher?
Was he really?
And he told a fantastic story on the day that he threw a no-hitter. He took a special someone to prom whose dad happened to be a Hall of Fame pitcher, Greg Maddux.
So he took Greg Maddux's daughter to the prom?
To the prom, yeah.
Well done.
And Greg Maddux, I'm going to play the clip for you because Greg Maddux wanted to talk pitching to him.
So where was Greg Maddux living at the time?
In Vegas.
Vegas, because Greg Maddux, I've seen Greg Maddux in Vegas.
Greg Maddux, this is when he was living in Vegas, and I guess he helped out with the high school a lot. You know, it was kind of like a, probably just popped in from time to time. It's like, hey, okay. You probably went to the coach one day and says, hey, I know a thing about baseball if you ever want me to pop in.
Sure.
You know, but here's Joey Gallo explaining it when he was being interviewed on the MLB Network last night.
We actually had a game earlier that day. And I pitched and I threw a no-hitter that day.
What?
And then I ended up going to prom later that night with Paige Maddux. So it was an interesting day. It was really fun. But, showing up and having to talk to Greg for 20 minutes and taking his daughter to prom was, pretty nerve-wracking for a 17-year-old.
But at least you could talk about your no-hitter. And I know Greg would love chatting about that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was a kind of an icebreaker. But I think he was at the game for a little bit because he was always helping out around the school with our team. So he actually talked to me about it and was talking to me about pitching, and I didn't really want to pitch coming out of the draft either. So I was more just talking about hitting, trying to talk hitting with him. So it was pretty interesting.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, that should have been one of the best days of his life.
Kind of a charmed life right there, right?
Yeah, that's really cool. Talking to Greg Maddux as a 17-year-old pitcher who just threw a no-hitter, taking his daughter out to the prom.
Yeah.
That must have been awesome.
But at the same time, he's like, I don't really want to talk pitching. I'm a hitter.
No, that's right. That's right.
And,
I was at the Orleans Casino playing craps when I lived in Vegas in the 90s, and Greg Maddux was at that table. And the only way I knew, it was one of those, you ever see a celebrity? You've probably seen him in Los Angeles.
Really. Yeah.
I know that guy. I don't know if he's who I think he is. He just really looks like the guy. But it wasn't until some people came up to him and asked him for his autograph. Like, I was playing craps with this guy. I go, that looks just like Greg Maddux. And he was with his friends. And we was at a $5 craps table, which made it weird because he's a millionaire pitcher.
Yeah.
But then I was like, that's
but he may
Greg
not
Maddux.
Be a heavily,
I know that's
heavy
Greg
gambler.
Maddux. He lives here. I've seen him here. I know he lives here. That's got to be him. And I didn't say anything, didn't do anything. And then two people came up and was like, can we get an autograph? And he signed. And I was like, of course it's Greg. Why didn't I just go with my original gut instinct?
Isn't that the thing with baseball players, too? I mean, they're recognizable, but not extremely recognizable.
Right.
And that's part of the problem. Like,
yeah.
I mean, if it had been Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre sitting there, you would have been like, oh, my God.
Of course.
I know who that is right away.
Without question. He was just, I was probably 27, 28. So, I knew who he was, but I wasn't, it's not like I was watching him all the time, but I knew who he was. And I was like, I don't know. That might be him. And it was. So, what's the bad of the day?
We haven't talked about this yet, but I feel like, it's a Friday. I kind of find it humorous in a way, even though I know it's not, but I'm certain you have heard of that big cargo ship blocking the Suez Canal.
I saw this. What does this mean? Does it mean we're going to get nothing in goods?
Well,
is the Suez Canal one
I don't
of those
know
things
if it's,
that we need for the oil pipeline or whatever?
Yeah, I don't know how much it's. I mean, it might trickle down and affect us. I don't know if the ships that come to America just head the other way, head towards the west coast of the United States. I'm not sure. But at present, there's roughly about 300 ships that are just kind of stuck waiting.
Oh,
because
wow.
The ship is lodged sideways. The funny part is, it's kind of ran aground a little bit. And I know we've all seen the pictures. It made for a really great meme the other day.
Don't say
yesterday.
We've all seen the pictures. Some of us haven't seen the
okay,
pictures.
Okay, well, so there's a great meme out there right now because the best way, because they don't want to widen the canal too much because it would destroy what the canal is. So they literally just have like a normal-sized backhoe kind of digging around this.
That's going to take forever.
This Empire State Building type ship.
Who's responsible for this nonsense? Was he drunk at the wheel of the ship?
I don't know. I couldn't find anything like why did it come run aground. I haven't found anything on that. All I know is that it
started getting rough. The big old ship was tossed.
Yeah, but,
like, is that how it worked?
No, it's just a canal,
just
man.
Like, it's in a canal. If I just keep it straight, I'll be, I ran aground.
Yeah, I'm hoping it was like all of a sudden a rudder came dislodged and we had no choice.
And now I've stopped global trade.
Yeah.
Right? It's got to be it.
I mean, everyone uses, because the only alternate route instead of using the Suez Canal is going around the bottom of Africa. The Cape of Good Hope.
Amazing.
I remember that from high school.
It's wild.
So that's the only way you can get shipments around. But there are ships there that are already in position. And just now, just have to wait. And they said it's estimating it's like billions of dollars like in trade a day
that are not getting done.
And then
gotta be.
And then the other said the other backlash it's going to be is insurance.
Oh, I can imagine.
Because there, you know, all these insurance companies who are insuring all these goods, there's going to be all these claims written up because, oh, you were, you know, 5 days late. We can't pay you or da-da-da, you know, such and such.
Act of silliness.
Yeah.
All right.
But,
well,
but it does
that
make
sounds
for,
like the dumb of the day.
The dumb of the day is, you know, it's here's my tip for Easter. I don't know about you, Tony. I'm not a big Peeps fan.
I don't like Peeps at all.
Yeah.
I don't eat them. I don't want them. I don't want to see them. I don't like
Right. Them. And they're coming out with a new flavor that makes me even not want them more. And Peeps is introducing a Pepsi-flavored Peep.
That's disgusting, even though I like Pepsi. Pepsi is a good flavor, but yeah. I don't want it in a marshmallow bunny.
No. Or whatever. I don't. Is it marshmallow? I mean, can we call
it marshmallow? It's like a, I don't know. I don't eat them. I'm assuming what they are, so maybe they're not.
All I know
is they were hardened marshmallows with a sugary covering.
Yeah, all I know is that the last time I bit into one, I instantly felt cavities growing in my teeth.
Right.
Like within seconds. I was like, oh, that can't be good. And I just think I just had an ear.
Is there an Easter candy you like that's out that's on the market that only comes out this time of year?
Yes.
Which is?
Robin's eggs. Oh, God.
The Cadbury mini eggs.
Thank you. Yes.
They are so delicious. I could eat a whole bag and I have to hold myself back.
Yeah. And we're not talking about the little small snack pack because that's a given. You will finish that little small bag.
My wife will buy these things and she'll put them in little candy dishes. And I'm like, don't bother. Don't bother. I'm going to dump that whole thing in my gullet as soon as you do it.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's that candy coated shell.
It's delicious.
My God. And the chocolate is it's just
fantastic.
Those things. And they're so easy to just keep popping in your mouth.
Yeah.
Just one right after the other. You don't even, before you know it, you've had half the bag. And you're like, God, do I keep going? I mean, I've made it this way. I've made it halfway. Do I just continue this run?
Yeah. We don't have any shame. Exactly. Yeah.
Cadbury eggs, because I know that's another one that only comes out this time of year. I'm not a huge fan.
I used to love them. And then there was a period of time where I was getting like too kind of sick on the sweetness.
Yeah.
Where I just was like, when I was younger, I loved them. And then as I got older every year, I've liked them less and less
now,
and less.
The caramel version, those are unique.
Those are pretty good.
But the original version where it looks like it's just a sugar substance.
Yolk. Yeah, it looks like a yolk. It's got a yolk and a white of an egg. It looks like an egg when you break it. Yeah.
That one, that's a, you know what? It's this time of year. I have to have one and I'm good.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm good for another year. But those Cadbury eggs, my God.
Delicious. But Peeps, no. Done.
Peeps.
No Peeps.
Yeah, no Peeps.
Especially Pepsi-flavored Peeps. All right, Kevin Smith, Yahoo Sports, going to join us. We'll talk NBA trade deadline, the winners, the losers, what it means. Kyle Lowry not going anywhere. We'll get his take on that. As we continue along, it is Wake Up Call Sports Map Radio.